You're listening to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Let me see if I can play this clip from Fox News because it tells you a lot about what's going on in Ohio. Shut up. All right, hold on. Do I have everything up here? Potted up. Roadcaster. Okay. Wish me luck with this. Wish me luck.
And Warren Davidson is calling for stronger oversight of Medicaid after a recent audit found an error rate of nearly 16% in the state system. That means that millions or even billions of dollars could be at risk for waste or fraud. Our senior correspondent Mike Tobin shows us tonight. He's in our Midwest Bureau.
Scrutiny over Medicaid fraud now turns to suspicious billing in Ohio, something the vice president has been talking about for months.
We know that the fraud isn't just happening in Minneapolis, it's also happening in states like Ohio.
A state audit found almost 40% of Medicaid's home health services dollars spent in Ohio went to just one county, Franklin County, of which Columbus is the seat. And more than 40% of that money went to just two zip codes. The addresses are all within 4 miles of each other. The overall tax dollars in question run into the billions.
$800 million to $4 billion is real money. It's real money for Bob and Betty Buckeye, who we all work for, and it's real money that we want to see get fixed.
Home health care providers are supposed to care for people in the dignity and comfort of their own homes. Fox News tracked two buildings within the Franklin County zip codes that house a total of more than five dozen home health care businesses between them. The suspicion, like other Medicaid fraud cases, is that services are billed but under-delivered or not delivered at all.
We, of course, want to make sure that the payments are going to people that, let's say in an extreme case, is the person that's receiving home care still alive? Are they being cared for? Does someone show up and care for them? What does that care look like?
Governor Mike DeWine wrote that Ohio has extensive oversight mechanisms like signed activity logs, background checks on providers, and electronic visit verification. But the state auditor tells us loopholes exist.
The numbers don't reflect that they have the controls in place to stop what could be a very large situation of fraud.
Now, placed in charge of the Medicaid Fraud Task Force, the vice president is turning investigators on his home state. And as he posted on X, to take immediate action to prosecute any fraudsters involved and stop all further payments as appropriate. John?
A lot of this going around. Mike Tobin, Force in Chicago. Mike, thank you.
Wow. Unbelievable stuff. Absolutely unbelievable stuff. We got a very special guest for you. State Rep Jennifer Gross. She is from Ohio, outside of Cincinnati. Very, very impressive person. Third term in the district of 45, parts of Butler County, Westchester. 21-year Air Force veteran, Lieutenant Colonel, retired 2008. Served 9 years active duty, 12 in reserves. Deployments include Saudi Arabia, Operation Provide Comfort, and Sarajevo during Operation Bomb the Serbs. Healthcare professional, family nurse practitioner, about 20 years, registered nurse, and America First. Jennifer Gross, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing?
I'm great, Dimitri. Thank you.
Great. So tell me about this Medicaid fraud that's going on in Ohio. And is it primarily Somali fraudsters, or is it also Haitian fraudsters, or is it American fraudsters? How bad is this?
It's all the above, so it's pretty bad. Right now, first, let's talk a little bit, Dimitri, about who is Medicaid for, really quick. Let's just say it is for the pregnant women, the babies, the elderly, the infirm, the people that are the poorest of the poor. Okay? So let's remember why the people of this country give to people that are down on their luck and things like that. It's all the above. We found two zip codes in Columbus in March in my joint committee. In Columbus, two zip codes using 40% of the state home care dollars. So that's going on. And then, of course, with reporters like Luke Rosiak and our local gal, Mahek Cook, we believe that we're looking at possibly $6 to $8 billion of fraud, maybe more. So they've gone to buildings, if you look at some of their writing, and found a building that billed $66 million. The agencies involved, ODM, ODH, did not do the inspections of the site visits, obviously. And so that's sometimes what happens when government gets too large.
And too corrupt, I would say. So the numbers that we're talking about, I believe you had mentioned the B word. We're talking about billions of dollars in tax fraud for Ohio, which is a lot of money for one state, I would say. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
How many people...
Our budget...
No, go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Our budget is about $43 billion, somewhere between 40, we raise it every 2 years, and $47 billion. So $6 to $8 billion is quite a chunk in Ohio. Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
All right. So fake billing, 288 companies registered in just 7 office buildings in North Columbus. Is that real? Is that for real?
Yes, it's probably real. And, you know, they make an LLC, and so that even touches our Secretary of State, you know, because they register LLCs, and it's really quite a racket. These people, let's talk about what areas of Medicaid that we're seeing, and this is probably true in every state, so any expansion state specifically, but personal care services, that's where people go in and cook and clean, or even in our state, we have an expansion of companionship. So that was a Medicaid waiver the federal government gave to us. And so personal care services, home care. I'm aware of a person that had no education beyond high school, if that, and started a home care business, and it was all fraudulent. Businesses started by felons that were never checked out or inspected for home care, those types of things. But here's the thing, Dimitri. They go door to door recruiting these people. Hey, and then they go to people groups. So because you asked specifically about the Somalis, yes, we know that we have an issue there. And that's because there is a big issue, right, in Minnesota. However, we know, I'm aware of, I can't prove, but we have a multimillionaire who flies back and forth to Bhutan. So we have a Bhutanese issue. I've been told by a whistleblower we have an Ethiopian issue. And then you said, is it everybody? Yes. We even have physicians sitting in restaurants signing home care waivers. I now have the list of the top 10 physicians who have prescribed home care in Ohio.
Who are they?
Those people need to be looked into.
Who are they? Any around here?
Oh, they're all around. I don't know. I don't know where they live. I just got their names, but they're in Ohio. In Ohio.
Do you have the list there? Can you tell us their names?
I have it, but I do not have it right in front of me. And I'd be remiss to share it at this point.
Oh,
but
that's okay.
I did just get it this week.
So a multimillionaire from Bhutan. What is Bhutan?
A millionaire, sorry if I said billion. Bhutan is a country. I believe they're near Nepal. So it's amazing. I know. You're like, well, how are they? Because I think that's what happened. The issue was so easy to fraud. Remember what the famous bank robber said when the judge was sentencing him. He said, "Why did you rob all the banks?" And the bank robber said, and everybody said with me in your audience, because that's where the money is. So when people learned how easy it was to fraud Ohio, and our system is so big, some of these things went unnoticed because it's easy to hide something here and there. I think when people got greedy and everybody got in on it, and now we have adult daycares where grandma and grandpa are gardening during, you know, in the evening, but they're going to adult daycare in the morning. That's for people that, you know, can't get out and can't do things. So, you know, I mean, there's fraud in those specific areas, personal care, home care, adult daycare, and then we're going to increase penalties for those who decide that robbing the Ohio taxpayer is the right thing to do.
Well, what are the penalties now?
I don't have the exact ones, but the AG, things like misdemeanors and financial fines that are like, you know, $15,000 or $210,000 for $1 million penalty. You know what I mean? From a million or $60 million crime, there's no jail time. I can tell you that. There's no jail time. There will be. Our AG is asking for specific things, but we'll learn more about that in committee tomorrow.
All right. Now, Medicaid, is that strictly a violation of state law, or is that also a violation of federal law?
good question. It's both, because the states, the reason states were motivated to expand when they expanded during the lovely American Obamacare, not really, for which Sherrod Brown, our previous senator, and hopefully never a new one, voted to. He was the final vote on Obamacare. But anyway, what happens is the states expanded and the federal government said, if you spend 10 cents per dollar, we will give you, because it's all your money, though, let me remind you, it's all your money, we will give you part of the federal dollar, 90 cents on the dollar to expand.
All right, so
and
then...
So there's different categories. Sometimes it's 65% from the federal government, 35%, but that motivates, it's a very terrible incentive for the states to spend more money, because the more money the states spend, the more money it draws down from the federal government and creates bloat in the federal government. Every state does it. Every state has their hand out when it comes to these programs.
So even though the state of Ohio... has penalties that are simply little wrist slaps for these fraudsters. Does the federal government have strict, harsh penalties for this?
Well, you saw that there was a lady in Minnesota who just did a, I forget if she brought in like $20 million. It was a huge fraud. And so the federal government has gone after her. I don't think she's yet been sentenced, but she was found guilty. But people could look up charity or nonprofit Minnesota, and you'll see the lady. She looks just like me. She's a fraudster, but I'm not. Let's be clear. But, I mean, she's not from a foreign country is what I'm saying.
All right.
She
Jennifer, is this, that, okay, Ohio has terrible penalties, hardly anything, but it would seem to me that the feds actually might have harsh penalties, and since this Medicaid fraud is state and federal, it would seem to me, and I'm certainly no lawyer, I'm a high school graduate talking into a microphone, I mean, what the hell am I, but it would seem to me that the feds could throw the book at these people, all these Somali fraudsters and this Bhutan guy, it's actually a country, I had no idea, and all these other fraudsters, and really, you know, put them away for a very long time. Are we working with the federal government to really come down on these people?
Yes, as a matter of fact, my vice chair, I'm the chair of the Ohio House Medicaid Committee, and so that's probably partially why you're talking to me today. But my vice chair, Rep. Barhorst, is he and I met with J.D. Vance's consultant, and so we are trying to, you know, say, hey, this is what we think we're doing, and so hopefully our partnership with the federal government will be productive, and since J.D. is now going to be the one over... you know, the fraud, then I think that's great. Plus, JD is from my county, Butler County, Ohio, so that's great too. But what I would say to you is, yes, we're going to put people in prison. We are going, there are, I mean, those going door-to-door recruiting, but let me be clear, this is not going to be an easy slam dunk. It sounds easy. They found all this stuff. But here's the deal. We have witnesses that have been threatened with their lives. The whistleblowers, they're afraid to come forth live because they are afraid they could be killed. This is how, I mean, we're talking billions. And the guy from Bhutan, he's already taken off. We know of another person who had a home care business. She had a $600,000 home. As soon as she got wind that some of this was going on, she put her house up on the market. She's gone.
Well, wait a minute.
So
slow down here. Do we not have extradition agreements with Bhutan and some of these other countries? Can we extradite?
Well, we could, but it's still, you know, you've got to have a country that's willing to put them forth, and you've got to, it's going to be, what I'm saying is it's not going to happen next month. It's not going to happen, you know, and I think that we also, right now, we're, Ohio Medicaid is hemorrhaging out money, and so
all right, we'll
when our
more.
Committee we'll, meets tomorrow, we're
right,
going
we'll,
to begin...